India.
Dash.
Forum. India-Forums.com. Addiction. Best.
Hope that you guys are enjoying the show. It's only been half an hour since we've been up. It's Wakasmi Live on CrazyFM.com every Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday. And as I promised you guys, in conjunction with India Forums, we're giving you lots of Zabardast Kisam interviews, and today is just one of them. Karan Wahi is with us right now on the other line. I'll be my thoda sa introduction ka thoda sa de do for those people who don't know him. He plays the role of Ranveer Sisodia, originally from Rajasthan. He comes to Mumbai. Yeah, to Maria High School to take revenge of his father's death. He falls in love with Tia, who is the daughter of Sumit Ahuja. He believes he to be responsible for his dad's death, but a couple of months back on the show, the suspense behind the death of Ranveer's dad is solved, and now things are hunky-dory for Ranveer. And Karan, of course, played cricket for Delhi University. A lot of the fans know about that, and the game and acting are his two passions. He's 19 years old, and he's completing his education via correspondence course. But at this very moment, he's right here with me, not in the studio, but on the other side. Hello, Karan, how are you doing?
I'm fine. How are you doing, Vikas?
Good, good. I'm doing great as well. So how has your day been? Everything all right?
As usual, shooting and all. That's it. Just came back from shooting.
Uh-huh. You sounded a little bit tired, though. You're going to go to sleep soon, yeah?
Uh-huh. That's me at the end of the day.
Yeah, that's how it should be, you know. That shows that a person is very, very calm, Kiyaj.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. We have tons of questions here, and lots of fans are tuning in, and lots of them are going to be downloading the show afterwards. So let's start the question round. The first question, Karan, is from Asma Remix, Charmingal, Misha, Nilakshi, Remix Rules, and Teddy Loves Me. And the question is...
Oh, my God.
And the question is, what is the similarity between Ranveer and Karan? How much of Ranveer is Karan, and how much of Karan is Ranveer? Has the character affected you?
Okay. I think there's lots and lots of similarities between Karan and Ranveer now, because playing Ranveer for the past 1.5 years, I think playing someone day and night, I think you become like that person.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess the one thing that is exactly similar to Ranveer, that is of Karan, is I think the anger part. Karan and Ranveer, I think both of them get angry very quickly. And small things, they get angry.
Uh-huh.
Otherwise, I think a lot of Karan has gone into Ranveer, and a lot of Ranveer has gone into Karan. So I think in the end of the day, Karan has become Ranveer.
Bilkul se. Okay. The next question is from Charmingal, Coolest Isha, and Remix Love. Do you use on-screen words like Bana, Sufi, etc. in your daily lingo? Like, you know, the things that you use in the serial? Kabiya, do you use that?
Sometimes, not much. I do use Hum and Aap. I started talking in Han, that language, because I got used to that language. So whenever I talk in Hindi, mostly I talk in Hum and Aap.
Uh-huh.
But words like Bana, Sufi, Dude, my dad and my mom use Hey Bhaggu.
Okay. So you do use that sometimes? No?
My family started to use Hey Bhaggu, and so I think more than me, I think my family got affected by using this lingo.
Okay, I can understand that one. And the next one is from Coolest Ishakaran, and she's asking, if you were in Ranveer's shoes in real life, will you choose between your family or your girlfriend? Be honest now.
Definitely my family. And I think if I would have been in Ranveer's shoe, seeing the thing that Ranveer does not have a father, and he has to, you know, handle his mom and his sister.
Mm-hmm.
I think family comes first, and to Karan also, I think family does come first. I think family is first, and then is love.
Definitely, that's how it should be. So, what do you think about love in general?
See, love in general, obviously, one should have, you know, if there is someone special in your life, one should, maybe someone special in life. But I think keeping that aside, family is the first thing, and you get love from your family, and that's how I think love starts. Family first for me.
Very well said, Karan. And the next question is from Misha, Ritika Rocks, and Anushka. What do you like best of Ranveer, and what is it, the one thing that you will want to change about him? Kwesi Chiza?
Nothing personal, I think, to change about Ranveer. But, yeah, we should say, I love you real quickly. Yeah. The thing I like about Ranveer, I think, this is everybody on the show. You think everyone trusts him as a brother, except, yeah. And, you know, everyone knows that whatever he does is right, and he'll be right in everything he does, because he is like the elder brother
Bilkul.
To everyone. Uh-huh. And everyone comes, you know, he's a shoulder to cry on, he's everything to everyone, and he means a lot to them. So I think that's one trait of Ranveer I really love.
Mm. No, that's exactly how people see you as well, isn't it? Like, we got a lot of questions here about how do you carry off your cute boy image? And that's from Anvisha Rocks.
So, okay, how do I carry off my cute boy image? Till the time I think the remix started and people actually started telling me that you're very cute, I never thought I was. But yeah, it feels nice. It feels you're good looking. People
yeah.
see you're cute looking.
Exactly. That's the thing,
isn't it? That cute-looking thing, you know. People used to tell me, you know, a man should be tall, dark, and handsome. But I think this boy would love to be cute forever.
Okay.
It's good. It's good and nice.
Exactly. Abhi humare kuch aise messages hain about those personal messages from Avani and Sneha. They're saying, "Hi Karan, this is Avani. I'm a big fan of yours. Wishing you best wishes for your life and may you have a great, great, great future. I love you." And from Sneha, Sneha is the same thing. I love your acting a lot. I love you. May you have a bright, bright future ahead. And that's just one of the few. And the next question is, now that we know that you have a cute boy image, a lot of people see you like that. Like, what about cereals which contain the ingredients like sauce and bahu? Have you ever thought about those?
Never thought about those, but I don't think so. I don't find myself right now in that category, at least.
Acha.
Because I think right now I'm doing remix, so I'll concentrate on remix. Mm-hmm. And I'll concentrate on Ranveer, because what I feel is I think I should do one thing at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe, you know, for me, I think Bollywood is simple down, so I don't think I'll be doing something else.
Okay. Chale, dekhte hain kya hota hai. Time, you never know, isn't it?
Dekhte hain kya hota hai. Agar Bhagwan ki dua rahi, to wahan pe bhi kamal karenge.
Exactly. And the next question, Karan, is from a remix best. And the question is, would you cry as much as Ranveer for your lady love?
No, not at all.
No.
On a serious note, I think I just believe one thing.
Uh-huh.
I think people who love you would not let you cry, and people who let you cry, they don't love you. I think that's what I follow.
Uh-huh.
That's what I've always followed.
Very good.
As in the case of Ranveer, I think I never had thought that Ranveer would cry so much. But
mm-hmm.
yeah, I think at the end of the day, he lost something he cherishes in the show. He cherishes Priya's love.
Very good.
But I think that crying session is, I think, over. And but not for me as a person, I would never.
Okay, okay. Well, lots of girls probably are listening right now and they're saying, "Oh, he's not going to cry for us, so we'll just think about it." Double check that one. Coolest Isha ki taraf se. Coolest Isha rates you 100 out of 10 as an actor.
Oh,
and a handsome man. How do you rate yourself, and what's the best compliment you got till date? Isn't this the best one? Or?
Okay. I do not rate myself, because I think the day you criticize, or you know, you become your own critic, I think that'll be lost. And I think I cannot rate myself, because obviously, you know, everyone rates himself or herself, you know, underrates himself or herself.
Mm-hmm.
So I never try to rate myself. I've just tried to do my work to the best of my ability.
Bilkul.
And that's what I've been doing, and it's always what I'll do. And the best compliment that I've got,
mm-hmm.
oh my god, loads of compliments I've got. Okay, I'm not boasting.
Just say anything. You can blow your own horn.
Everybody says you have a very good smile. You have very pretty eyes, pretty looking eyes.
Uh-huh.
But there was a different compliment that I got.
Uh-huh.
That I cry well.
Ooh, okay.
And that are actual tears. There is no glycerin fans, because Karan Bhai is allergic to glycerin, so he has to cry in the show in reality. So I think my crying paid off.
Okay, okay. So you don't you didn't use glycerin on that scene? Is that what you
I haven't used glycerin at all.
So that means that you kind of so that means that you could be probably crying one day for the lady love if you have that kind of emotion. You could
I'm
do that.
Crying.
Okay.
I'm rehearsing for reality.
Yeah, I can understand that one. So, Glakwestina yeah. from Isha and Remix Rules and Shweta. Congratulations on winning the Best Newcomer Award at the ITA. First of all, Nedra, see both congratulations. So, Karan, you were too excited to give the thank you speech. So the girls are saying that. Can you tell your fans a few things
yeah.
about Remix, your thoughts on the show? How do you feel about being a part of Remix?
Well, obviously, it's a cult show, and I think I am very lucky that I am a part of Remix, and I got Remix when I was so young. I was 17 when I got Remix.
Mm-hmm.
About Remix, what can I say? I think it's not my show, it's not you know, someone's show, it's our show, and I think we made Remix for a particular crowd audience, and I think they love it, they relate to it, and we're showing what's happening in the world, and I guess that's why I think Remix is rocking and everybody likes it.
Bilkul sahi.
And about the speech, I think I was too nervous. I actually prepared a very long speech,
uh-huh.
which I wanted to say on stage. But I was not a bit, but too nervous, so I just couldn't say everything.
Yeah, that's understandable,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, it's fine at the end of the day.
Yeah, things like that happen. As long as you won, isn't
yeah.
it? That's the whole point.
Yeah.
Another question, let's see. You're a cricket fan. Do you actually
yeah.
follow cricket still? Do you get the time for that? And do you think Ganguly should be in or out of the team? That's the question.
Oh, my God.
Oh, so now you're going
to
get
I am a cricket fan. Always wanted to be a cricketer. And while in Bombay, because I'm shooting, I think 14 to 16 hours a day,
mm-hmm.
so I don't get too much of time to follow cricket. But yeah, I keep on trying, you know, to update myself with the scores and just playing.
Mm-hmm.
And about Ganguly, I think he's been a great captain, and he's captained the winning team, you know, very nicely.
Mm-hmm.
Probably the best captain. But I will not comment on his being in the team or not being in the team, because I think it's totally up to the selectors.
Mm-hmm.
And if they think he's performing well, he'll be in. If they think he's not, I think he'll not be in. That's what is fair, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. You know, personal comments. वैसे भी यहाँ पर अभी देना मतलब बनेगा वैसे भी
मतलब नहीं बनेगा भी मैं कलकत्ता से भी हो गया बहुत मार पड़ेगी
वही मैं सोच रहा था सो सो करण हु इज योर रोल मॉडल एंड हु वुड यू लाइक टू बी अदर देन अमिताभ बच्चन और शाहरुख खान दैट्स समथिंग फ्रॉम सुरेश एंड रितिका
ओके बेस यू नो इन लाइफ माय रोल मॉडल हैज टू बी माय मॉम एंड डैड बिकॉज़ दे आर हार्ड वर्किंग स्टफ एंड बिकॉज़ आई हैव सीन देम वर्किंग सो हार्ड रीचिंग अ पोजीशन फ्रॉम वेयर दे वर But if I wanted to be someone other than Shah Rukh Khan and Amitabh Bachchan, I think there won't be anyone from the film industry, because always wanted to be a cricketer, so I think always wanted to be like Ajay Jadeja, because
uh-huh.
I loved him in cricket.
Cool.
And I loved the way he was on the field, because he was one cricketer, I think, even if India was losing,
mm-hmm.
He had a smile on his face.
Mm-hmm.
And that showed that he wasn't afraid of
good sportsmanship,
you know,
isn't it?
Everybody, you know, even we guys, when we used to play,
mm.
if we were losing, our faces were down. If we were winning, our faces were, you know, our spirits were high.
Exactly.
But Ajay Jadeja was one man. You're losing, you're winning. You'll always have a smile on your face.
Very
good. That is the, you know, that is the main thing, because if you have a smile at that point in time, that shows you are not afraid of
Definitely.
Losing. So I think I was fascinated with that guy, so I wanted to be him.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. Now I'm an actor.
Okie dokie. That's a good answer. So, do you miss... let's see. And I'll ask the other one. Do you really have 7 tattoos? There's a Remix Love.
I don't have a single tattoo. That is... you know, people have been asking me this question, the same question, after that popcorn thing I hosted.
Uh-huh.
And I especially said after that I'm joking.
Okay.
I don't have a tattoo. I wanted to get one done, but I was too afraid. My friend Sid, who's playing Sid in the serial,
uh-huh.
he got one, and I had gone with him. I wanted to get the same tattoo done. But after seeing him, I was like, oh, no, this is not my cup of tea.
Exactly. I heard it hurts a lot, but what kind of tattoo was it?
It hurts a lot.
So what kind of tattoo was it? Like, it was I Love Mom or something? Or?
It's a girl, it's a very pretty looking girl, and I think She looks pretty on his back only. she ain't coming on mine.
Okie dokie. So what do you do in your free time besides sleeping? That's NK1420.
Okay. Besides sleeping, I'm a gym freak. I'm an exercise freak.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever I get time, besides sleeping, I make it a point that I try to, you know, work out and try to do my stuff, you know, whatever I do every day.
Okay.
Which is, lately I've not been well, so I've not been going to the gym lately.
Oh, okay.
I was down with virals and food poisoning and stuff.
Uh-huh.
But I do, you know, I've lost a lot of weight. I've lost 11 kgs, so
whoa.
I have to come back to my good old bodybuilder.
Yeah, definitely. Do you really want to pump up, like, big time or just to keep
very,
it?
I was very muscular when I had come to Bombay. I was, like, just the muscular dude, the Salman Khan dude I was.
Ooh,
but I've
okay.
lost a lot of weight, and I think, because, I guess, I think body, you know, basically, for me, according to me, bodybuilding is not just pumping iron.
Mm-hmm.
It's proper food, proper sleep, and then pumping iron.
Definitely. It takes
but
a lot of time.
In our industry, the way we work, I think proper food and proper sleep has gone for a toss. And shoot and, you know, proper dumbbells and proper iron is when you get time.
It's
a little difficult to manage.
Bilkul sahi. Pura system hota na, excuse me. Bodybuilding is just not lifting
a
weight.
It's a tri-body, it's a tripod stand.
Mm.
If one falls, your body ain't going anywhere.
Definitely. Bilkul sahi kaha. So, Rad's Too Cool ki taraf se sawal hai. How do you feel to be the youngest in the Remix gang?
It is great.
Is it
Trust
great?
Me, it is. This is, I think, a blessing in disguise, because obviously, if you're the youngest, you're pampered a lot. I've been pampered all my life by my parents, and now on the set, because everybody loves me and everybody, you know, excuses me for every little shaitani I do.
Uh-huh. So you're kind of a little brother for them, isn't it?
Yeah. I'm the biggest prankster on the set.
Okay. What's the most funniest prank, or the one which you remember the most, or they remember
I think,
most?
You know, every day something or the other is being played, but yeah, I remember this prank I played against Anvesh Sharp.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, those days, me and Nakul, we were fighting on screen.
Acha.
So we had a scene on screen, we were fighting, and it was April Fool's Day. So Anvesha was sitting inside, and me and Nakul, we decided to do something. So we took fake blood.
Uh-huh.
And I poured it all over Nakul's face.
Why?
And in my wrist, on my wrist, on my hand, on my shirt. And some blood was coming out of my ear and my eyes.
Uh-huh.
And we went full on, full blast. We went like, what this and that? Tune Anvesha ko aise kaise keh diya? And I'm punching him, you know. And he's like, "Batao, mar raha hai ye wo." And she freaked out. She's actually.
I can imagine that.
Everyone freaked out on the set because we had not told any, and we did not tell anyone. And everybody was like, "Okay, dude, aram se, dude, lag jayega, aram se."
That's
why they call me the barbarian on the set.
Yeah, definitely. Like,
yeah.
If there is a fight, then keep it away. Absolutely. Nakli blood. That's how we're going to solve the whole issue.
I remember, you know, the friend of mine, Kunal, I was playing Varun.
Achha.
This guy, you know, his cable operator was, I think, sorry.
No problem.
Cable operator was, you know, doing some drama, you know, pay this, pay that, for next month, pay for this month. So he's like, Zara Bolovina, I'll call it. He's like, oh, no, Kunal was like, dude, abhi to koi panga ho to Karanbhai ko leke jao.
Exactly. So you're known as the mini friend.
Barbarian of the set.
Yeah.
So I was like, hello, I'm an actor, I'm not a, you know, guy standing in the disc.
Uh-huh. I can understand that.
So bouncer you made me a bouncer.
Bilkul. Bouncer ban gaye na wahan ke aap. So any panga hua, yeah, we're just going to call you as well if we need any help as well, Karun, right? And the next question, let me just check the next question out. First of all, it's a comment from Anam from Sweden. Hey Karun, how are you doing? Let me tell you that you're really very cute. Your acting is simply mind-blowing. I wish you best of luck in the future. My question is, what do you like the most about your character? And what's your favorite pastime? In real time, of course.
Okay. This comes in Sweden too?
Yeah, definitely, man. It's international radio station.
I
everybody's
knew that.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much, and thank you for the comment. And my favorite pastime, as everybody told, and you know, I think people know it. If I have time, I'm sleeping, and if I have done my sleeping bit, I'm working out. And if I'm not working out, we start playing on the set. We start playing cricket because I love cricket, so just can't live without it.
Okay.
What was the other question? What was the...
It was just wishing you luck and saying what is that? What is it that you like doing and your pastime? And what you like about your character? What's the best thing about your character?
My character, I think, as I said, I think that elderly brother thing just he has, and everybody trusts him.
Mm.
And that is one thing I love about Ranveer, because at the end of the day, he lives for his friends, he lives for other people, and you know, till the time you don't mess up with him, he will not do anything. You'll be good to him, he'll be best to you. You'll be bad to him, he's gonna make your life hell.
Okay. Now, let me just flatter you a little bit with a couple of mails which I got. And
okay.
You're definitely going to be, you know, blushing a lot. Here is the first one. Here's the first one. A fan letter to you from a crazy fan. The section had a Swayamwar for Ranveer, and Coolest Asia won the contest. She calls herself Mrs. Karanwai then.
Oh my god.
Yeah, so this is from her. So hang on, Karan. It goes something like this. Hello, Karan. I'm going to talk like that as well. So, I'm not a poet nor a writer, so you can't express my feelings, but I want to tell you how I feel about you. I kept thinking what to tell or say. At last, I got a paper and a pen and writing this. This is... God, I felt when I saw you first time. Can't anyone have so killing smile with so innocent eyes? Can someone be so simple but with this different attitude and answer was, yes, you are there? Yes, that was the answer. You can make any girl melt with your killing smile. You're the one which spreads smiles on my face when I'm upset. When I see your picture, I blush. When I see your eyes, my heart melts. You know, pages won't be sufficient to write, but it can be written in just 3 magical words. I love you. Okay.
Oh my god.
That was good, wasn't it?
Man. I love you too. Oh my god, thank you so much.
That's the coolest dish. The next one is a Chota Sa, where it goes something like this. Congratulations for winning ITA. You're a very good actor. You're very cute. And me, Isha, and Avani are the biggest fans of yours. You really look awesome with Shweta. Your chemistry is always rockin'. There you go.
Thank you so much.
That's the one. So what do you feel? How do you feel when you get these kind of messages and mails and, you know, get to hear more and more?
Yeah, it feels very good. It feels, you know, that people like you, people appreciate you, and people are liking your work. And I think this is a moral booster. This is a booster, you know, in your work, because when people start appreciating you the way they do,
definitely,
I think you do your job even better. At the back of your mind, you have, you know, you're doing this for the people. The
definitely
people love you.
Sare din ki thakan khatam hoi. All the things which you have been worrying about.
Sare din ki thakan khatam ho jati.
Exactly. So are you thakan khatam hoi abhi thodi si? Okay, we have the last couple of things here to do. Rapid fire questions. So I'm just going to ask you something and you just have to come up with a thingy right away. It's from, Vionol, Charmingal, Coolest Disha, and Visha Rocks, Anku, Misha, Radskul, Nia, Remix Rules, Teddy Loves Me, Anushka, and Pretty Guria, and Rajiv, Ranveer. Okay, let's see. The first one is Ranveer or Yuvi?
Ranveer.
Ideal girlfriend, Tia or Rashi?
None.
And best girl on the show?
Pri. I love her.
Favorite color?
Blue.
Favorite song on remix?
Dil Kiya Dharkan.
Favorite food?
Favorite food? Rajma Chawal.
And your dream role?
I think there's nothing better than Ranveer. Ranveer is my dream role.
And the naughtiest moment?
Every day is a naughty moment.
Craziest
Every
thing.
Every day I do something naughty.
Okie dokie. The craziest thing in your life?
Walking through chest height water on the 26th of July when Bombay drowned.
Oh.
Nothing crazy than that.
Yeah, definitely. I can imagine that one. 3 things you cannot live without?
Working out, remix, and making people laugh.
Do lie?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, that was a weird one. Your favorite Ranveer and Tia scene?
When Ranveer and Tia broke up for the first time, I think I loved that scene.
Wow. Are you a love hater or something? You like everything which has to do with breakups and crying or something like that?
No, because I think I love doing such scenes. I really love doing.
They bring out the emotions.
I love doing this.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. I think a lot of emotions went into that, and
Bilkul.
I think that feeling was real, I guess.
Uh-huh.
It was actually real.
Achha. That's why. So
I felt from because when we were going, me and Tia were going around together.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, was, all our fans were so happy and stuff. And when we broke up. That feeling that, how many hearts are going to break now.
Bilkul.
And the feeling came out.
Bilkul sahi. And the next one and the last one is cricket or acting?
Definitely cricket, but because cricket has been first love and cricket has always been a love. But now I'm acting, so I think it has to be acting.
Okie dokie. Well, Karan, that was the last one. And I would like to thank you once again for taking time out for Crazy FM and India Forums. And, even though you were quite tired today, you still...
Thank you so much. No problem.
Thanks a lot for that. And at the very end, we have a mini jingle, which we have all our interview objects, I might say. They have to just say out, hi, your name, and this, you're listening to Crazy FM. So instead of crazy,
okay,
it goes Crazy FM. You say, hi, this is Karan Wahi, and you're listening to Crazy FM.
Yeah. Yeah.
One, two, and three.
Hi, guys. This is Karan Wahi, and you're listening to Crazy FM.
Brilliant. And at the very end, would you like to say anything to your fans around the world?
I just like to say that, guys, keep watching Remix, keep loving us the way you have, and I think Remix is going to be better and bigger, and till the time you love us, we'll be there for you.
Zabardast. Karan, have a lovely night, and good luck with the future, and keep rocking.
Thank you so much,
Take care of yourself, Karan. Bye-bye.
Take care. See you. Bye-bye. We'll be right back.